Good morning, friends and colleagues. I'm again sorry to not be able to be present here because I was not able to obtain a visa. And again, I'm presenting this on behalf of my colleague, Dr. John Sellers, who could not be here. So I promised I will present this for him. So I find in a situation I'm not to be present in person with you here. But on the other hand, technology makes possible the presentation to be heard. I am going to talk on rapid HPV testing, a new diagnostic method in developing countries. In fact, we have heard that HPV testing is a very interesting approach for early detection of cervical neoplasia. But the problem with the current testing platform is that it is expensive and it is considerably time-consuming. So there was an interest to develop a rapid, affordable, and accurate HPV test. And I'm going to describe what has been the developments in the last 4 years in this domain. And at the outset, again, I would like to thank the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for supporting this initiative. This is an initiative which has been coordinated, which has been conceived and coordinated by the Program for Appropriate Technology in Health, with a very interesting public and private sector participation. And to the Program for Appropriate Technology in Health, the IARC, the Nargis Dutt Memorial Cancer Hospital, Barshi, India, the Tata Memorial Center, Bombay, India, the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences, the Cancer Institute of the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences have all been subcontracted. And PATH is also working with Digene and AVC for developing the new test platforms. As we are all aware, these are the four main approaches for screening for cervical neoplasia. The most time-tested approach, the conventional cytology, the Pap smear, the high-technology new approach using hybrid capture 2 for detecting oncogenic types of human papillomaviruses which cause cervical cancer, and the so-called low-technology approaches using visual inspection, naked eye visual inspection, after application of 3 to 5% acetic acid or Lugol-Cyidine. Cross-sectional studies have clearly established that HPV testing is a highly reliable, reproducible test a higher sensitivity for detecting CAN as compared to visual screening or conventional cytology. But the problem is, as I said earlier, we need a much cheaper approach if we want to establish this approach as a screening approach in developing countries. An international working party established by the International Agency for Research on Cancer to evaluate cervix cancer screening in 2005 concluded there is sufficient evidence that testing for human papillomavirus infection as the primary screening modality can reduce cervical cancer incidence and mortality rates. Introduction of HPV testing would be facilitated by availability of low-cost public domain HPV tests. Implementation should be preceded by demonstration projects. These are very important statements. The START project has been a project, an effort to realize these important concepts. The goal of the START project is to accelerate research and development on rapid biochemical tests appropriate for low-resource settings that detect precancerous lesions. The advantages of HPV testing is it is highly reproducible, it is a very sensitive test, and if we have a cheap and a rapid and affordable test, it can be provided at lower levels of healthcare system, and even it can be used as a self-test using self-collected samples. The START project was initiated in 2003, and it will end in by the end of 2007. And during this phase, research, development, and commercialization of two rapid, accurate, affordable, and acceptable tests for primary screening in low-resource settings will be accelerated. The development and commercialization will be catalyzed through public and private partnerships between PATH and industry. And we hope the tests will be provided to the public health sector in low-resource setting at a preferential price for at least 10 years after commercialization. The START project activities consists of clinical studies, users assessments, research and development of new screening tests, aspects of commercialization, economic evaluation, and advocacy activities to make policymakers aware of the new developments and the new tests. The clinical studies as part of the START project are conducted in China and in India. And in China, Dr. Yulin Chao and colleagues at the Cancer Institute of the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences in Beijing coordinate the field studies of START project in Shaanxi, Jiangxi, and Gansu provinces. In India, the field studies are coordinated by Dr. Dinsha at the Tata Memorial Hospital in Mumbai, Dr. B.M. Nine at the Nargis Memorial Cancer Hospital in Barshi, and the two Indian field programs are coordinated by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. So in fact, the IARC, the Tata Memorial Center, the Nargis Memorial Cancer Hospital, and the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences collaborate with PATH in these clinical studies. The rapid tests, the biochemical tests, are developed by two different industry partners. The details are provided here and compared with the current existing HPV testing format, Hybrid Capture 2. The fast HPV test, or the developing country HPV test, the test format is a rapid batch format, and we expect that the testing will take less than 2.5 hours, and it detects the oncogenic types of DNA, and it can be done in static or mobile clinics, and we believe for consumables ultimately no refrigeration will be required. And the batch format can test 24 or 48 samples. And all the 13 oncogenic HPV types plus type 66 will be incorporated in testing. And ultimately, we hope these tests will be less than $5. The second rapid test format is the strip test format for E6. Protein. It's developed by ArborVita. It's a rapid strip format. The testing time less than 20 minutes detects E6 protein. The setting is by patients themselves testing it. And the number of samples handled is one at a time. And the number of oncogenic HPV types is still to be determined. And we expect it will be costing, again, less than $5. This shows the fast HPV testing kit and reagents. As it is of today. This is the schematic presentation of the fast HPV rapid testing. The collection of specimens followed by the transfer of aliquot to a single well. They are denatured over 30 minutes in a heater shaker, and then they are hybridized and captured and conjugated, and finally the results are displayed on an LCD panel, and the whole procedure takes about less than 2.5 hours. At the moment, this type of testing is being evaluated in China and in India in field studies. Here we show the concordance between the current existing hybrid capture 2 testing and the fast HPV testing based on around 400 samples from China. The agreement exceeds 90% with a kappa value around 0.9. So there is an excellent agreement between the new HPV test and the hybrid capture 2 test. In a limited study in India, we found that the agreement between hybrid capture 2 and the new fast HPV test is around 99% using some 200 odd samples. So we find the agreement between hybrid capture 2 and the fast HPV test is highly encouraging. Now, the rapid strip test for the E6 protein. The E6 of high-risk HPV types, but not the low-risk HPV types, have demonstrated high affinity with one PDZ. The PDZ E6 reactivity provides a high level of selectivity for the assay. Antibodies to E6 from high-risk HPV types are used as the detector. And additionally, there has been an NIH grant obtained to develop to support the development of this particular test. This shows the rapid test procedure. After collecting the cells with the cervical cells with a swab, the buffer is added to the sample and they are mixed together, and the sample is now added to the strip and the strip is read. We expect this will take less than 20 minutes for reading. As of now, there is extremely limited validation data for this new test. The test development is progressing well, and very soon large-scale clinical studies will be mounted for validating the strip test. But the commercialization and availability of the test will take some more time, because the E6 protein detection has to be validated for its accuracy in detecting significant precancerous lesions. This is again a very exciting new test development, which we hope will ultimately again contribute for augmenting cervical cancer prevention in the third world. The current studies will now address the accuracy of the new fast HPV test in detecting cervical precancerous lesions. These studies will involve around 7,000 women, both in India and in China. These studies are progressing well, and by the end of the year, the results are expected. Then in 2008, the validation studies will be followed by beta studies to facilitate registration. So each of these beta studies would involve around 10,000 women, and then ultimately it is hoped the product will be launched in 2008. So what will be the future use of this fast HPV test? We hope this will be a suitable primary screening test in developing countries, provided our expectations on the ease, the rapidity, and the validity, and the affordability of the tests are confirmed. So it can be used in several settings in developing countries, in district hospitals, in county-level hospitals, in field clinics and mobile clinics. In the context of program settings, it can be used. And again, this will facilitate a single visit approach for testing, diagnosis and treatment, or testing and treatment, as has been shown in the feasibility of which has been shown in several field studies in developing countries. So we are quite excited about the new test being available as early as possible in 2008. With the E6 protein test, that is the rapid strip test, I would like to caution you, still needs validation in terms of its accuracy in detecting precancerous lesions. And after validation, this will be very useful as a primary screen or a triage test used after HPV DNA testing. And again, it can be the settings can be the low levels of healthcare systems like subcenters of public health clinics, public health primary health centers, village clinics, and township hospitals, dispensaries, and field clinics. As a logical approach before large-scale upscaling, demonstration projects are planned, are being planned for further validation, for further evaluation of the fast HPV testing in some countries. These demonstration projects, we believe, will be helpful in building awareness and interest in the new tests and for highlighting cost effectiveness of these approaches. And they will ultimately facilitate the introduction of the rapid HPV testing in public health programs in developing countries. The primary outcome to be evaluated in the large-scale demonstration projects are essentially CIN detection rates with different screening methods, including the rapid HPV testing method. So these demonstration projects will simultaneously evaluate conventional cytology, the hybrid capture 2 testing in some settings, the fast HPV testing, the visual screening approaches, so that there will be concurrent data available on the performance of these different testing approaches. And the costs associated with each method and the cancer detection rates and will be assessed. And the acceptability and implications for coverage and recruitment and health service delivery will be evaluated. And last follow-up rates following the different tests will be also be evaluated. So the summary information on all this will provide very valuable data for users to evaluate, to assess if or how they will use the new screening tests. As a word of caution, particularly in achieving effectiveness of screening programs, it is important to emphasize under-treatment of lesions and not over-treatment is the problem. Over-treatment, as is time and again it has been shown, a certain level of over-treatment is acceptable, safe. And over-treatment is something which will lead to improved efficacy of programs in developing country settings. So in this context, using some of this new screening tests, including visual screening, to identify women at high risk of developing disease and then treating them with one of the methods like cryotherapy or other methods for cervical precancerous lesions is a highly effective approach. So at the moment, there are several scenarios which can be used for incorporating the new screening tests. For example, the conventional approach will involve the cervical samples are collected, they are tested, and the screen positive women will undergo triage colposcopy and directed biopsies. But the treatment of precancerous lesions can be achieved in the same setting before the biopsy results are obtained. The biopsy results will be available a posteriori after applying the treatment of precancerous lesions. The second approach is test and treat, where you have your HPV test. If the test is positive, then triage them with visual screening. And who are positive on visual screening will undergo cryotherapy or LEAP. And this approach seems to be feasible and from modeling studies appears to be most cost effective. Anyway, there are different scenarios which can be applied, which can be used for utilizing this new screening test. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that there is efficacy data available for screen and treat approaches in terms of reduction in the prevalence of cervical precancerous lesions. I think the development of the new reproducible, affordable and accurate tests will further improve the opportunities for cervical cancer prevention using screening in developing countries. Thank you for your kind attention.